At recess, which was our time, we had two recesses, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then a lunch hour as well. Right. And I think the most popular game when I was growing up was tetherball.
Okay, what's that?
It's a ball, you've got a steel pole and tied to it with about, I don't know, is that about 3 feet?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
About a 3 foot piece of rope and a ball on the end of it. And the rope is tied to the top of the steel ball, and one person stands on one side and the other person stands on the other. I think there was actually a circle drawn round that was cut in half, so you had sort of territories on one side and the other side of the circle. And you had to just whack it from one side, and I might be whacking it to the left, and the other person might be whacking it to the right.
What would you whack it with?
My hand.
All right.
Yeah.
So what sort of ball was it?
It was a soft football.
Right.
Or volleyball, probably, actually. Soft volleyball, which is softer than a football, isn't it? So, and the idea was that if I hit it hard enough and fast enough and got it over your head, then it would go around the pole until it was all the way wrapped up.
Right.
And that would mean I sort of won the game.
Right.
But the other person was stopping it with their hand and whacking it the other way. So it was quite a, like, not a violent game, but it could hurt sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Was this actually like set up in the school?
Yeah, it was. There was one. Actually, I think at one point there were three tetherball games outside, and it was probably quite a simple one to set up. All you needed was one of these steel poles and a ball and a piece of rope.
Right.
But it kept us happy for hours.